Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. We spoke to Mel Gore from Resilience New South Wales yesterday when we were broadcasting live from the Broke Community Hall, and she promised she would get things sorted when it comes to an arrangement for some temporary accommodation for residents who are still not back home. And she's actually come through. Mel, what's the good news?
So, Darren, through ongoing discussions with our partners Camplify, we have been able to secure a number of caravans to be able to support people here in the Broke community to actually live on their properties at home whilst they undertake the repairs needed. So this has been a really great outcome for us, because we do know that some people have been in temporary accommodation. For example, speaking earlier to a lovely young lady who actually has been travelling just over an hour every day to come home to feed her pets. So this is a great example of how, you know, when we work together, we can get solutions that meet the needs of community. So we hope to see some caravans here soon.
And there's more than just one person in that situation. And you've got to remember, they have been for the past 5 weeks.
Exactly. So again, we've got our recovery assistance points continuing to be here and available in Broke. So anybody who, you know, does want to be considered for that process is welcome to come in and to speak to us. And we can do applications then and there to understand their circumstances and hopefully get a good outcome for those who need it as well.
Do you suspect there may be some people that haven't come forward that may have a need as well?
Look, it's not unusual. A couple of weeks into recovery, you know, people sort of start to really look at what their cleanup has been. You know, it's often now that we find, you know, it may be taking a little longer than we had thought with things like insurance and repairs. So quite often, you know, there are people that we haven't seen already who have been very resilient in managing on their own. But again, that's why our services and supports are here, and why we work so closely with our local, state and government partners, and at a federal level as well, to make sure that, you know, people are here when we actually need them.
Now, I've been speaking with that young lady you referred to earlier. It's going to take a while to be able to get her property back into a livable condition. Is there a time frame on how long these caravans can be used for?
Not at this point in time. We'll obviously work with individuals to understand their circumstances, things such as how long repairs will take, because some people are still waiting on structural assessments to actually be completed, let alone then engaging, you know, trades and services they need to rebuild. So normally, you know, again, we can negotiate the timeframes of those arrangements depending on those circumstances, and we'll continue to do so for as long as people need them.
Mel, thank you very much for the great news.
Thanks, Darren.
Mel Gore from Resilience New South Wales. You have a proper title, don't you? What is the title?
So at the moment, I'm currently the Regional Recovery Coordinator for the Central Coast, Hunter and Mid-Coast.
Well, that's not far, is it?
Not far at all, Darren.
Big job. Thanks, Mel. Mel there, and she said the title, so I don't have to repeat it. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.